the same. I used to have a podcast where I played Dungeons & Dragons with a bunch of my friends. I missed it, so I decided to make a new one. It's called Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. It's myself, a couple of my buddies, Blank and Patch, Dan Telfer, Ken Daly, an occasional guest or two, and we're going to be playing in a new setting, my dining room. Each week you'll hear my wife, my son, my dogs, and we're going to be playing in a place that I love and playing the game that I've loved half my life, Dungeons & Dragons. We've got 5th edition, and we're ready. So are you ready? Here's Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker.
Hi. Hey, guys.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Thanks for coming to my house.
You've been here before.
Yeah, no, but I mean, not
57 years ago.
Not for a show.
Yeah.
We played with each other's little parts.
I think we're calling this Nerd Poker 2.0 or Nerd Poker with Brian Posehn. Or Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker, yeah. Something like that.
Two nerd, two poker.
One in the nerd, two in the poker.
You have found this somehow if you're listening to this.
We tried not to publicize the feed for this anywhere, so.
You're in a secret gang.
You're
now.
The only one who found it. Thank you, one fan.
We're going to be playing 5th edition. We've all sort of messed around with it, right? Have you actually played yet? Or
I haven't played, but it looks...
You've read it, yeah. And Blaine, you haven't played yet, but you've read the...
Yeah, I read it on the toilet this morning.
Nice. Dan Telfer... Well, by the way, it's Ken Daly, Blaine Capatch, Dan Telfer,
hi.
And myself, Brian Posehn.
Voice.
You've heard some amazing new opening that we've played before this.
Oh man,
it's going to be so good.
It's fire.
But Dan is our DM.
Hi.
So get us started.
All right.
Let's slide into Dan.
Oh, first of all, we missed you guys.
We did.
Yeah.
My cancer is in partial remission. All right, you guys, let's get down to business. So we have before us three adventurers you have not met before. They've only known each other for about a week, and they have come looking for fame and fortune. Why don't you introduce yourselves?
Blaine?
Hey, Skinny. What's your deal?
Oh, hi. Hi, I'm an elf.
Oui.
And my name is Twee.
Hi, Twee. Twee will be joined by this rather gross-looking fella over here. I don't know. Well, oh, there's two of you. You're both kind of gross-looking. Oh, who should we start with? Anyone want to step up to the plate?
I don't know who you're talking about. I'm not gross looking.
What's your name now?
Bodie.
All
that's
right.
It. Just Bodie. Don't have a last name. I'm a half orc barbarian.
Gunmetal flesh, I believe?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Sexy.
It's not black, it's more of a smoky gray gunmetal-y thing.
Your skin is a thing. And you, sir.
It works on you.
I'm Tom Doretto.
Tom Doretto.
I'm a arcane trickster rogue. And I live my life 30 feet at a time.
Me too, but I would never say that.
No, he's a little more masculine. So our friends here are new friends, and Bodie heard that they could make an especially fun chunk of change in this largely abandoned continent called Amina. Amina used to be populated by dwarves, and they fled for mysterious reasons centuries ago. But some human traders have begun colonizing it and wanted to invite all sorts of cultures to come and trade on the shores of Sitta, inside of the Bay of Sitta. And after Bodhi told you two about it, you two had met through your mutual love of the fey creatures. You Tom, being a tiefling yourself, and Twee, you being a bard of the elvish variety.
Yeah.
enjoy the fey creatures. So, you know, you tried to commune with them at home to kind of to find some money, but it hadn't really paid off in a big way. Here, and then you hear bumping a Bodhi.
How did my Kickstarter spell work?
And Bodhi invites you on a ship to go to this land of Amina, where there's supposedly great fortune and much trading, as Doge would say. So, welcome. You've landed on the shore. The dock is very quiet, and no one else seems in a hurry to get off the boat. There's a few dozen other travelers on the boat, but they all seem to be tarrying, as it were, on the boat. They all seem very quiet, and none of them are eager to get onto the dock, which does not have any sort of welcoming party. There's a sort of gray mist in the air. It's midday, but you can't find the sun on the other side of the clouds. Welcome to Amina.
They seem afraid?
Almost a little afraid. There was a lot of singing and raucous fighting, and there's a lot of bodyguards and warriors on the ship, but everyone went to sleep late last night, and it's almost like they're all hungover and a little more sheepish than they used to be.
Are we detecting any sort of weird vibes coming from the actual area? Do we hear birds and wildlife in the distance?
Why don't all three of you roll a wisdom check?
Right. Yes.
Yes.
We're roll under, yeah?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
All three of you get a real creepy vibe from this place. You are all anticipating a creepy vibe, but
it's like that time we went to that haunted island that was so spooky. Right?
Does anybody have kind of a way of, you know, like detecting evilness or something?
Well, Bodhi and Tom, you realize right away that you see tents on the shore where there should be merchants walking around, but you notice right away there's nobody walking around. Nothing seems abandoned. You think you see some people, but they're not really enthusiastic. They seem kind of glum. And Twee, you get a magical vibe. You get a sense that something about this land is magical. You're not sure positive or negative, evil or good.
Should the most charismatic of our bunch maybe ask somebody what's going on? Or
what's your charismas? Why don't you let the fans know?
I would imagine I'm right in the middle there.
I have an 18 charisma.
Literally, I have a 10.
I also have an 18.
Ooh, oh, we got a couple of 18s. High. Well,
little salad, you got a charisma.
I look like an orc Roman Reigns that got hit with a shovel. So I my charisma's.
Do you guys want to walk down the dock and head towards the tents and see who you bump into?
Roman Reigns is a wrestler, Blaine. He's a large fella, but he's very handsome. But I'm not.
Oh.
Everyone roll another wisdom check.
I wish everybody could have seen the move-in. I think that was where everything was the move-in.
We've got one microphone, so we're trying to figure this out.
Hopefully we still sound beautiful.
I'm sure you'll tell us.
You gotta stop breathing.
Yeah.
Specifically,
just leave your avatar as an egg.
Tell Nerd Poker Pod on Twitter, because no one here is going to look at it as much as their personal account.
Yeah, and then we will never be eating Arby's at my house. So you've got
not allowed.
You've got that to look forward to.
Yeah.
So sorry, just on the map here. This is Citta right here. Now where are we? Sir. Are we up here in this
right place? Where the word Citta is? You are where the Y meets the beach.
Right here on the
yes, sir.
Okay, so
so we're at the Y.
Yeah,
we're at the Y. Okay, so I'm just gonna look for parking, and then I guess
roll wisdom for parking. I want everyone roll wisdom again. something else may be about to happen.
Yes.
Nope.
No. I was cracking wise, and I got distracted.
Tom.
Oh, no, I actually, no, I totally made mine, because I have an insane modifier for mine.
Okay. Well, Twee, you were a little distracted for a second, so it doesn't happen as directly to you, but you're standing near Tom. Tom,
yeah.
You notice a weird fluttering noise by your ear.
Okay. Some kind of a butterfly? Or...
something that looks like a large black moth lands on your right shoulder.
Is that one of them fae?
Do I see it?
You don't recognize it as a fae creature, but it looks too big to be a moth.
I will try to talk to it.
What do you say? In what language? In the language of the fae?
So, yeah.
In the Sylvan language?
He already is talking fae.
So let's hear it. What do you say?
What is this place? What's happening over here?
Do I see this thing land on him?
Yes, you do. Do you want to say something also?
To the fae creature?
Or do you want to wait and see how it responds to what is this place?
I'm sort of a little... Just my eyes get dinner platey.
Okay.
As I'm just looking at this thing like, what?
I
have the W and T already dialed, and I'm just waiting to dial the F.
Hey, Blaine, what was that break brought to you by?
Break was brought to you by filling up on bread. When you really shouldn't have filled up on bread, fill up on bread! From the makers of I Ate All Three Demet's Turtles.
Ugh. No idea.
You get them free to pack. Demet's turtles. They're a little pecan caramel.
Oh yeah, those are good.
And you eat one; it's delicious. I'll have another one. There's a second one in there that was pretty good. Now you're kind of full; they're very rich. And then you think, well, I better eat this third one because it's just gonna melt in my pocket or in the car. I'll forget I had it, or I'll find it in my backpack later, and it'll have that white stuff on it. Sure. Or there'll be like pecans in my bag. And then you eat it, and you go, I ate all three turtles.
Oh, Tom.
Yeah.
I forgot to ask you before we started playing. I asked Bodhi, but what skin tone are you? I think you get to pick something from like a deep bluish purple to a humanish flesh color.
I think I'm a dark, almost blackish red.
We got a couple of dark characters over here. And then probably the whitest elf alive.
Yeah, I'm flecked. I got some flecks going on. I sort of got a little bluish tint to my translucence, which is very flattering and becoming. And I have some little like a gold flecks in my eyes.
Tom, is it weird that I picture you shirtless or in a wife beater?
No, that's pretty hot.
So, Tom, you just asked what looks like a large black moth on your shoulder.
Yeah.
In the Sylvan language, what was it again?
What's going on here? What's happening?
What's in this land?
Yeah.
It says this to you in Sylvan and flutters away, straight up into the mist. Would you like to tell your friends who are not in the very whispery earshot of this creature what it said?
Heed, mananan, despair.
What's the second thing?
Mananan.
Oh, is that a guy that we're familiar or somebody that we're familiar with what that means?
I think it means like, why don't look out for mananan, it means despair, I'm guessing.
Tom and Twee, roll a wisdom check again.
Good.
I'm going to bust a book out.
I'm
real
good. I kind of automatically make wisdom checks.
I think you'd, yeah.
Yeah, I have a huge perception
skill. You two both recognize mananan as
with a host of your favorite stars.
You recognize Manan as a deity.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to Manan, 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 Manan.
That's about it, though. It sounds vaguely familiar. You know, it's
what kind of deity? Are you guys familiar with him?
I'm a little.
I'm not, so I haven't heard of him.
It's a
deity starts with the royal person.
You made your? Did you make? Are you? Yeah, you don't recognize it because it's a very specific kind of deity.
Gotcha.
And I have no knowledge of.
You know, it's just that it's a deity. Of the lawful neutral variety. Okay. It's a powerful nature deity.
So, what do I know about Mananon?
You know. It's not surprising to hear about Mananon on the coastlines. A lot of coastal creatures worship this. A lot of ocean creatures worship this. But you're not exactly sure what powers or how long it's been since Mananon is... Mananon Mekalir has manifested itself.
Do we see any more of these moths flying around?
Mm-mm. Although you notice when you look up, the mist is heavy. The one that's blocking out the sun, and you can only see about 10 feet above your head before the soupy mist sort of takes over. It's closer to the ground than it is in front of you. You can see pretty far ahead, but you can't see very high up.
Spare.
Okay. What was our plan? Did we have...
Well, there's lots of tents. It does seem like now that you're closer, there's people milling around of many races, and they seem alert. They don't seem like they're under any kind of spell. There's nothing too strange about them other than it just seems a little sullen here. The despair thing doesn't surprise you. You feel like these are a bunch of wimps. You get a weird sense that all you guys are a little more peppy than everyone else. So there's something a little fishy in that respect.
Is it the spring in my step?
This is the spring in your step, Tweet. You good fella, you little springy boy.
Let me turn around for a second. We just took a selfie in the middle of this.
It was really great. There was a little sound effect.
See, on the old show, we had an engineer, but we're this one, we don't.
We're engineering ourselves. Hashtag Westworld.
If I could engineer myself, I'd never leave the house.
It would be the top of power.
Sort of came out.
So you were told when you got off the ship that there would be an envoy to greet you. There's no envoy. But
not even a dude with a piece of paper that says Twee on it?
No, although you were almost literally expecting that. You see merchants...
I'm going to hit Hudson News and pee, and then I'll meet you guys down by baggage.
You see merchants all over the place, though, many of which look like they speak the common tongue. And again, nobody seems like outright depressed, but everyone seems pretty quiet. And like they were hungover, too. Like almost like they were on the boat with you from all the partying last night.
Wake from a spell, maybe, or something?
Am I getting a spell? Yeah, I am getting a spell vibe off these guys. Do I, when I, as I get closer to people, do I feel like they're magically burdened with something, or is the magic vibe that I got when we landed more of a general thing?
As you step off the pier, it almost feels like the ground itself has the magic vibe, and that the people are just like you.
So the place is just a bummer. It's just a bummer, weird, psychic, haunted.
Did they just go through something? Is this a reason? Because did you say earlier that we'd been here and it wasn't like this?
Yeah. No, you'd heard of it. You'd never been here before.
Okay.
Does it seem cursed?
Would Tom know specifically? Like, are you talking tiefling curse? You talking
perception?
Yeah, why don't you go? Why don't you give it a shot? Why don't you see? Roll a perception check.
Perceive. Yeah.
It doesn't seem cursed, but you start to get the same kind of magic vibe that Twee does, where you feel like, wait a minute, this is not how it should feel to walk, or like this is not just jet lag.
Something's funky.
Yeah.
Should we maybe try to get some water or some supplies from somebody, to somebody, and then maybe get away from the shoreline before things come out of the water.
There's a big tent right on the shoreline that seems to have basic supplies, and there's a couple of humans manning it, kind of tapping their feet impatiently because they're expecting you to buy something from them, like I guess most people do.
Okay, I'll get a t-shirt with a Tweety Bird dressed as a cholo. What do
you guys? I don't do mornings.
Yeah, talk to the hand.
Let's talk to Apu.
Mickey Mouse with the Hey Ayatollah. He's I had that.
I think I had that on a Pog Slammer.
They say, you know, we'll sell you, you know, a meal for a piece of gold. We'll sell you a couple of spare. You want clothes? We've got everything. What do you need?
What do we need?
Is there a Five Guys around here? Totally murder some fries.
They
about Five Guys in my mouth.
They notice.
Hi, Edward. Good morning.
Say it in your voice.
They do seem to perk up a little bit when you come up to their tent, and they confide in you that they're a little annoyed more people aren't getting off your boat. They're like, we were told the next boat would have more people on it. Is it just you?
It's kind of a bad vibe here.
Yeah, sort
of
like weird.
Yeah.
And they're like, well, you know what happened to the colonists, don't you?
We do not. We would love to.
You know what happened.
There's supposed to be a native colonial population of several thousand that came over here on very large boats about a year ago, and they had survived at least one winter, we were told. But so far, we have yet to see anyone but other merchants. We have not been able to find any colonists. And
when did you get here?
We got here about a week ago, and we've only been selling to other merchants, so we do not have the gold we were promised. This land stinks. It smells terrible at night. A foul smell comes out of the ground when the sun sets, and we have yet to see the sun through the mist.
Huh.
So, I guess location is not something you've ever heard of.
They do say very few warriors or fighters have stepped off a ship. It's been almost entirely merchants, and they suspect that because of how magical this land is, there is exploring and magic. There's something exciting beyond beyond the hills of the shore, but they're too timid themselves to go exploring.
Which way are the paths to the hills and stuff?
Well, if they say they suspect the colonists were staying, if you look at your map,
you have an old map, yeah.
there's sort of a little dip right here. This is forest. The colonists were supposed to be camped right here in the middle of this sort of V shape. Where I just drew a circle.
Right.
They found no evidence of any colonists. There was ample proof that colonists left, so they don't understand why there's not at least like dried out, burned campfires or
no trace at all.
No trace at all. So they think that's a little fishy, but they do say there are many creatures in the woods that peer out from between the branches at night. None of them have approached anyone. There have been no casualties, but they suspect that there's sentient creatures in the woods. Also, there's a bit of plains before the mountains, either to the north or the south, and there's too many trees to really see the plains, but they know there's a thin amount of trees here and here, and if you were to walk through them, you could see great plains. Perhaps some sort of settlement.
Who's
can you guys wait for a second while I finish peeing?
You're peeing that whole time?
Yeah.
Who's gone the furthest inland?
There was one, an entertainer, who grew impatient and was hoping to lure some colonists who went into the woods thinking he saw elves, and he said, let me bring the elves to this camp. Perhaps they have brought the colonists into the wood, and they're shy. I'm not afraid of elves. I think very little of elves. I'm good with elves, though. I can talk a mean game with elves. And
good to know.
He seemed a little racist towards elves. Oh. You get the impression. But he thought that's what he saw in the woods. He went to go find them. And when he came back, he seemed very sad, and he had very little to say. and he's been sort of hiding in his tent for 3 days.
Oh, let's go talk to
that guy. Let's talk to that guy.
Where's he at?
He's he's staying in a small tent to the north of the the merchant's tents.
Over there?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Little squat tents, like this tall off the ground, just big enough to lay down in. There's no...
Okay. Oh, so it's a Motel 6.
Yeah, but he's been laying down in there basically for 3 days. Probably peeing in a bottle. Sign
just says color TV.
Free
HBO.
Go track
we'll
this.
Leave the torch on for you.
There's a place on Ventura that still advertises color TV. Like, what?
Wow.
Goes through your... There's motel a place. Pulling into a motel. Like, I hope they have color TV.
I hope this Netflix isn't black and white. Yeah.
What the fuck?
There's a place by the old Galleria on Sepulveda that says anyone dealing in human trafficking will be prosecuted.
On the big sign?
Well, on the window sign.
Oh, okay. But not next to color TV?
No, that's not a feature. It's a warning.
Amazing.
What? There's no sex trafficking here.
Human trafficking. I guess that's
prostitution. Oh, human trafficking. I guess we can stay here.
the merchants laugh as you say you want to go talk to the entertainer, and they say, good luck. He's clearly been humiliated by the elves.
That's all right.
Okay.
That's what they think. They think the elves did something embarrassing to him, and he's in his tent pouting.
Okay.
I think he saw something bad.
You know, I think what he needs to see right now is an elf.
Let's make that happen.
So what do you guys want? How do you want to approach this tent? Who wants to knock? Sorry, I'm very loud.
I will.
All right.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Do we hear this guy's name? Or
Hello, Mr. Entertainer.
This guy's name is Horo.
Horo. Is there a Horo in there? We want to talk to you.
You hear some shuffling and a voice says, go away.
No.
You hear a very deep emo sigh. And...
Oh, Judy DeNuda.
Pretty much. This athletic-looking gentleman wearing very tight, bright green clothes.
Prince Valiant haircut.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It'll be Prince Baron.
It's a flash hand guy.
It's like green lame, his outfit. And he's wearing a golden belt.
Oh, my God.
And there's bells attached to the belt.
Did you guys see Don Knotts' suit for sale on from the Love God on eBay?
Oh, no.
It's $5,000. It's his green.
Oh,
his
I love
green,
with the hat. I know
yeah, and the yeah. the leopard collar.
Yeah,
but Harry Knowles posted it, I guess, and somebody sent it to me and Dana Gould and said, "One of you has to own this."
No,
maybe we both go in on it. Like I'll wear it on Monday, yeah. So we're on Tuesdays.
Oh my God, this is amazing!
Is it with the riding hat? It's like a riding helmet, I think.
There it
oh,
is.
Oh yeah, wow. Fantastic!
Holy mackerel!
That's amazing.
So, what does this guy say?
$5,000 on eBay, by the way.
Yeah, you know what that
that's
would
not
go
bad.
With? My wife bought a lot of Phyllis Diller's wigs and choker necklaces on eBay.
That's
she's like, ah, I'll throw some stupid money. Why not?
Sure.
She has a green wig that was on an album cover and all these crazy Phyllis Diller chokers.
That's awesome. That's
amazing.
Who's Phyllis Diller?
Shut the fuck up. So this guy. He kind of crawls out on his stomach. It's really embarrassing because it's a really lame little tent.
I love this guy.
And he stands up and he goes, I am Horo. I speak with my hips, but today I use my face. What will you have of me?
Is he a dancer? Are you a dancer?
Yes. I am the greatest dancer in all the lands.
What can you tell us about the forests?
What do you want to know about the forest? I'm so done with the forest.
What happened?
Why?
Sorry, I was peeing.
He pauses and he tries to talk and he just sort of looks down and he starts to crawl back into his tent.
No. We really want to know what's going on. Can you help us?
He says, I told you, prefer to speak with my hips. And he tries to crawl back into the tent.
Well, tell us with your hips.
You're going to dance us the story?
And don't be weird.
Can I make a little suggestion? If you want to talk with your hips, maybe I can call you with a little music.
Everybody, roll, he pulled his lute from a... I'm guessing it's a lute.
It's a guitar, actually, right?
Yeah,
it's roll your charisma.
It's old fake Strat. It's a cheap-ass Japanese squire.
Oh, yeah.
He says, aha. And he starts really awkwardly. And he looks, again, very athletic. So there's something weird about it. He kind of like wiggles his butt, just like not enough. Like not like you feel like he can do way better than this, but he
but
doesn't.
I don't want him to.
He gets really into it.
I think it's plenty enough.
He appears to be some sort of exotic dancer. He goes up
to pay for that song.
He goes up to Twee, and as Twee plays, he starts to. It's really awkward. Again, I can't emphasize this enough. It's like his skull is made of lead and it's weighing him down. He can't make eye contact with any of you, but he rubs his hip kind of sensually against Twee.
Now you're rubbing your hips with gas.
Horo says, this feels so good. I feel almost myself again. Thank you. Thank you. What can I do for you?
Oh, that's good.
Start asking questions.
Tell us what happened.
What happened in the woods?
Yeah.
There is no future. This is the end. Don't you know?
No, we don't know anything.
This is the end. And he starts to just repeat, this is the end, over and over again.
It's Jim Morrison.
And he grows heavier, and he tries to crawl in the tent again, even though Twee is playing
my
music.
Beautiful friend, the end.
Why do you think it's the end?
He ignores you, and he just tries... He's kind of aggressively going back in his tent. Do you do anything before his feet get in there?
Yeah, I grab his feet.
I think he all right, a
roll strength.
Three.
Oh, yeah. So, how hard are you pulling this guy's ankle? Twee's still playing music, by the way.
Hard enough to lift him up. Yeah.
So
pull
he,
him off the ground and hold him up to me.
Okay, he starts squealing really loud, like he's absolutely terrified.
I'm going to throw some intimidation on him, though, and quiet him down and go, look, I just want to talk to you.
All right, he's crying now.
Quit. There's no need to cry.
Tears are streaming down his face.
I don't want to hurt you. I don't want to hurt you. I just want to talk to you.
He starts grabbing his face.
Grabbing his face.
What is he grabbing in his face?
He's trying to stop the tears from coming out of his eyes, but it's really weird.
What are you doing?
He doesn't answer.
I shake him.
Okay.
but just enough to be like, yeah, come on.
He starts squealing again.
Stop squealing.
You're being so gentle with him. It's impressive. I really didn't think he'd last this long with you.
That's the stop squealing song.
I just met him. You guys just met me.
He starts breathing really heavily, and he starts to calm down.
All
right. Oh,
okay. I have to admit, I did not think he would be alive this long.
Okay.
This is impressive, you guys.
What do you mean it's the end?
He said, I don't know. All I can tell you is I saw something in the woods that convinced me this is not the same life I led before I came here. Hmm. I am a different person than when I came here.
Huh. From something you saw?
Yeah. I went into the woods, and I don't remember what happened, but I saw something that told me my life is over. Mm. I am not a person anymore.
Jeez. Not a person anymore. Sad.
What do you guys think?
Let him go.
Maybe you should just try to believe in yourself.
Try to let him down.
Try what?
Believe in yourself.
Believe in myself?
Yeah.
He starts kind of shaking his hips again, like he was when you're playing a song.
I'm on break.
He gets sad again and he stops dancing. He thought he was going to get another song.
That's so weird.
I hold out a giant brandy snifter with a couple of dollars in it.
So
we probably shouldn't go in the woods, is that what you're saying?
No. Not unless you want to know the truth.
But that's the only thing we want to know.
That's confusing.
Yeah.
He says, I'm sorry, I'm not the person I once was.
No,
I
didn't.
I once was the most beautiful dancer. My hair was long and I cut it all off with this rock. And he takes a really sharp rock out of a bulge in his suit. And you notice his hair is indeed kind of weirdly cut. And he says, I smashed this rock against another rock to remove my hair. Mm, it felt wrong on my head.
What a weirdo.
And you look off next to his tent, and indeed there's like a straw-like pile of blonde hair.
Wow. This guy's weird as hell. He's something's happened to him, obviously. Possessed or something.
He's still calm and breathing heavily, so you feel like you might be able to get some more information out of him before he goes into his weird trance again and crawls back in his tent.
Yeah.
Hmm?
Why don't you leave?
My boat is gone. Isn't yours? All the boats leave once you step off of them.
Our boat's still...
Our boat's still here?
No, the boat's not there anymore.
Okay, sorry.
Are you okay?
I hope this new mic is picking up your asthma attack.
Boat's gone.
Boat's gone. No sign of it.
Oh, it's all right. There's something out.
I can't believe I did that without coughing.
What else? Is there more info to get from him, I wonder?
You do get the feeling he still is holding something back.
Did you see any people in the woods?
I don't remember anything from the woods. All I remember is the feeling I left.
How do you feel about elves?
Ugh. I hate elves. If I ever saw an elf again, I'd kill myself. They're disgusting. You notice he hasn't really made eye contact with anybody. He's just kind of looking at the ground. You don't know if he's really taken in the twee as an elf. He's kind of distracted.
Well, we might know elves.
Can I tell you a little something that I learned?
Wait, what is it?
Move your elf. You always live your life never thinking of the future. Shake your elf.
He starts rubbing his hips against you again.
Oh my god.
You and that's the only way.
Yes, it's going to sue the shit out of us. Stop.
Shake your elf. You'll know for pity's sake.
I think I fucked it up just enough to get away with it.
You notice he's been kind of like tossing the rock up. The one he said he used to cut his hair. He's been kind of like tossing it up. And when you sing, he starts gripping it really hard.
Because he wants to kill me with it because I'm a singing elf?
No, he was into your... It seemed like he was super into it, but he was clutching to it like a teddy bear, like a kid would grab it.
I'm going to kind of keep sort of humming the melody a little bit, sort of keep him occupied. Okay.
He starts rubbing the rock against his head.
Uh-oh.
What happens when I get to the Lindrum solo?
He starts bending over a little bit while holding it hard against his head.
To shave his head?
You're not sure what he's doing. He's just kind of like humming along to the music with you.
Okay.
I am not liking this.
Again, he's in like a skin tight like one piece.
Yeah.
And he pulled this rock out of like a lump in it. It was folded over.
I feel like this dude plays Elmo in front of the Chinese theater. He just got picked up in Times Square for doing something.
With a fanny pack around his elbow.
You notice it looks like parts of his costume are missing. Like he's wearing a really basic like outfit. And you see little tears in the seams of it. Like things have maybe been ripped off of his costume. And there's bells on his golden belt, but that's like the only real secondary thing to his outfit. And the more he rubs the rock against his head, the more you're like, oh, if I have anything to ask, I might want to ask it soon.
Okay.
He
looks like he's starting to. Anything else you want to tell us?
Go extra. Yeah, he said they're coming soon. I'm almost done. They're coming soon.
Who's they?
They, and he points at the woods, and he starts just kind of like bopping his head with the rock.
What's inside his tent?
Do you ignore him?
And then look into his tent.
Do you ignore him, or do you?
He's freaking me out.
Okay, he starts rolling around on the ground. You look inside his tent, and you see a really exciting, like bits of fabric. Like it looks like he's cut off a lot of his costume, and so you see like a lot of weird feathers and other items. There's a journal in there. He's got a little stash of money, it looks like.
Let's
a pee bottle.
Oh no,
gross.
Just say vitamin water, Dan.
XXX vitamin water with acai berries.
I'm getting a little tired.
Okay, he curls up into a ball and goes. He goes to sleep in the dirt.
All right, I'm going to grab his journal and look through that.
Okay. You notice it's starting to get a little dark. And some of the tents along the beach, the merchants are blowing out candles. But there's still people pacing around like they're hoping you will buy something. They're all kind of looking at you.
Let's ask for a tent, or do we need a tent?
Yeah,
do
we have a lodger.
You're pretty sure you saw a tent that's actually selling tents.
Okay,
so you head over there. You've got. Did you take the gold from Horo's tent, or did you just take the journal?
I'm taking the journal.
Not going to take any of his money?
I feel bad for the guy. He's pathetic. Does he have a lot of money?
He had a lot of money, yeah. It looked like he used to have a real nice costume.
Yeah.
Like, he came here to make a lot of money, and he was going crazy in that tent.
I'm not going to rob the guy.
No.
No? All right. So if
he dies, we'll give it to the church to bury him.
It's looking likely. Like you feel like this guy was pretty worse for wear. So you head to the tent. You guys can afford either a tent separate or together. But if they're separate, they're pretty small.
Yeah. We just get one room, two doubles.
Yeah.
Get a king and a cot.
Yeah. Sure. They send you one room, two doubles.
I snore really bad.
But they warn you. They're like. They're like, we all sleep in our work tent. We don't have separate lodging. We recommend you sleep near the beach, but that's not really based on anything. Again, nobody's died since we've been here. Like, we're not afraid of anything, but we're all getting pretty wary of the woods since that crazy dude came back.
What's the deal with that guy? Seriously.
They're like, honestly, he's a dick. We're all pretty glad he's going crazy. We think he got hypnotized by something, some weird creature in the woods. And
that makes sense.
He's just full of shit. Don't worry about him. There's nothing real creepy going on here. This is just a dumb, like that. Your boat left too, right?
Let me check. Oh, it's gone, right?
They're like, a lot of boats leave just because this place is gross. Like, they can tell right away there's not as much civilization, and so they'll just leave. A lot of people will just say, like, they're like, don't worry about it. There's going to be another boat here in the morning.
Any settlements, any buildings here besides tents?
They said it to the north. They think some have seen through the mist, but looks like perhaps an old dwarven castle. Sticking out of sort of like the side of a mountain, but other than that, there's been no sign of an encampment or the colonists.
I say we make some camp near
check
these
out
people.
In the morning.
Yeah.
What's the smell at night?
The smell is horrible, and they said if you like, we can sell you some blankets to put on the floor of your tent. You don't want the bare floor of the ground for your tent. Okay. Something seeps up. It's almost like it turns into a marsh at night and then recedes. So anything touching the ground will be wet.
Yeah.
Okay. Better you buy some blankets and just throw them away after a few days.
Okay.
They'll be tolerable for at least a few days, the smell. After that, we'd have to sell you new blankets.
Welcome sure, sure.
Shit Island.
Let's just go. Let's just crash here. Take off when we think the sun is up.
Yeah, and we could talk to more people if we want, if they're still up.
Yeah.
People are up and around.
Sure.
Is there any sort of a restaurant or, you know, a food tent?
Or a guy who maybe has whiskey or...
Yeah, there's actually a really huge tent that some of the people who aren't retiring for the evening to their cots seem to be going to get drunk.
Let's go there.
Yeah, let's go get some drinks.
Some drinks and information.
Great. Well, you head in, and a lot of merchants drinking, a lot of people trying to...
How many people are there, actually?
There's about 50 people.
Oh, okay.
You'd say about 25 of them went to this tent to drink, and about 25 of them are going to bed.
Okay.
And so everyone in here is really quiet. It's really tense. Everyone's pissed they're not making money.
All night.
But because you're the new guys, they all kind of look at you, size you up, try to decide if you're going to try to buy anything off of them. No one's outright running up to you and trying to be creepy or cheap about it, but you can tell they're all kind of like antsy, like, oh, like, we brought some stuff here. We could sell some stuff to them here while they're drinking if they want. Like, they're kind of like
armed?
Yes. There's a couple of bodyguards milling around that seem to be circling their clients. But everyone seems to have some sort of light weapon showing. Everyone, because they're tense, they seem like they're willing to defend themselves.
Sure.
You would describe most of the people here, though, as civilians with a weapon they barely know how to use. There's not a lot. They're merchants. There's a couple of basically barbarians walking around.
Well, let's head...
Mercenaries.
Head to wherever we can get a drink.
Well, there's a little makeshift bar, a little wooden plank set up with a bunch of bottles, a bunch of glasses. They're all pretty dirty. They all look pretty slimy.
Is there somebody manning it?
Yeah, there's a guy just hanging out there. He's like, what do you want?
Three Musketeers. Why do they have Three Musketeers? They don't even have Milky Ways.
A drink for my friends and myself.
He's like, great. We got whiskey. We got beer. That's about it.
I'll take the whiskey. My friends.
Sure.
He's like, we got a special. We're closing up shop and probably just next boat that comes in, so we'll give you a whole bottle for 5 gold.
Great.
Fair enough.
You're buying 3 bottles?
What?
Buying 3 bottles? So give you 3 bottles for 10 gold.
Just one, I think, is enough.
Just one's enough.
And sure?
And some calamari for the table.
He's like, you want food? I got food, too.
Food would be great, sure.
He serves you guys up some seafood. Smells real weird, though. You're not sure you want to eat it. And
So how long have you lived on Yoshinoya Island?
I'm on a seafood diet, it turns out.
He's like, I've been here since the beginning. Sold all my good stuff. You guys are getting...
No, wait, I want to tell you about my diet.
What's your seafood diet? Are you a pescatarian?
Whenever I see food, I eat it. But it's only if it's seafood.
Gives you...
If it smells bad, you don't eat it.
It's grilled fish, but it seems like he put it on salt. Like, it seems like it's been sitting in his store for a couple of days.
Caramels all the time now. I don't like salt.
He apologized and said he traveled with this meat. There's no meat you can catch here.
We're good then.
Okay. No, thank you.
No?
We'll just eat whiskey.
One gold for 3 meals.
That's good. It's all right.
We're good. No.
We'll find something in our rush.
He kind of bites his lip like he's going to slap you, and he walks away.
Mm. He's lucky he walked away.
Yeah, it's like, hey, they fucked me for eating at Wiener Schnitzel before we left.
The whiskey seems decent, though. It's a big bottle. You get the impression he was trying to sell you his last 3 bottles. And this is one of them.
Yeah, I just don't want to drink a bottle of whiskey and get railroaded in a tent.
Yeah.
Story of my life.
There's one empty table. Pretty much every table's got somebody sitting on. There's not a lot of tables either.
Let's go to the empty one.
So you head over there, and right away, guy at the next table starts looking at you real pissed.
What is your problem?
He is a dragonborn. Yeah. He is easily the ugliest dragonborn you've ever seen in your life. His lower jaw sticks way out, and it's kind of sideways. Like, it looks like he's got a permanently broken jaw. He's got one big googly eye, and it's just staring daggers through you.
Are you an artist, my friend? Because I would recommend painting some sort of picture of me and my friends, because it might last longer.
He says, sorry. He keeps staring at you.
I ask again, is there a reason that you're staring at me?
I ain't staring. The big eye don't work.
The what?
The big eye don't work.
Oh, sorry. I'm glad I asked questions first. I'm just learning how to act.
What?
But never mind. I have a new character. I mean,
the ear on that side don't work neither.
Okay, good. All right.
He's wearing really fancy armor for someone so ugly.
What do you do here?
Came here to fight. Supposed to.
Well, came what army? Are you an army or are you on your own?
Like, yeah, I came here with four other soldiers. We had a crew of 20 merchants. No one else got off the boat. I got off the boat, turned around, the boat was gone. Been trying to get hired as a bodyguard, but no one here's got money.
That happened to us.
What?
We got off the boat. We were in a tent, and they said the boat's gone, isn't it?
What? What is this guy saying? I see his lips moving.
He's telling you what happened to us. The same thing happened to us. We got off the boat, and we turned around, and the boat was gone.
What?
His name is
gone.
His name's Twee. He sort of talks in a twee manner in a way.
He's a little gentle.
Yeah.
A little gentle.
This is my friend Tom Doretto.
Bob Q.
Hey. I'm going to go over and give the guy my karaoke slip.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Is there music?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So he's going to give the guy his karaoke slip because he wants to sing a song, apparently.
Gotcha. All right. Well, the bard on duty sees that you're intent on entertaining yourself, and he said, yeah, go for it, man. The tips here are terrible.
All right. I'm just going to get up on the table.
Okay.
What's my love? It was a gas. I had a heart of glass.
The dragonborn starts tapping his feet. He's pretty into it.
Oh, nice. Song sounds familiar for some reason.
So that other bard's pretty depressing. Thanks for mixing it up a little bit. I'm getting pretty bored here. I'm thinking about going in the woods tonight.
What are you
going
to do in the woods?
I'm going to look for something to kill.
We just had a run-in with a guy who went in the woods. He didn't have a good experience there.
Oh, you mean the pansy? Yeah, I don't like that guy. He's stupid. Okay. His outfit's stupid. His dance's stupid. He's from some country where people dance like that all the time. Can you imagine that crap?
Yeah, what do you think happened to him for real, though?
Oh, there's some bad, you know, I think those colonists are in the woods. I think they got kidnapped or eaten or something. And I bet if you just go a few steps in there, you could kill something real fun.
Thank you very much, Blondie is a man. I have a question.
Yeah.
How many colonists were there?
Oh, there's like a couple thousand. They don't just disappear. I mean, it's weird you don't see their houses no more, but... They gotta be in the woods, right?
I was under the impression there was like a couple of dozen of them.
Huh?
Wait, there were thousands and they had houses?
That's what I heard.
Oh, you didn't see it.
But I mean, you guys, you probably...
We heard different, but...
He looks at you real, real strange. And he says, how long ago did you hear about this place?
We heard it's only the colonists just got here a year ago, right?
He gets this really kind of like annoyed look on his face and goes, "Yeah, sure, whatever, whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah."
Wait, no. What do you know?
He's like, "Nah."
No, tell us our tell us the history of this place. If you're,
I don't know the history of this place, but everyone I talk to keeps saying different times. They're like, "Oh, I heard about it a year ago. I heard about it 15 years ago. I just found out. I just got on a boat."
Hmm. How long has everybody been here? Are there people that have been here a while?
I haven't talked to anyone who's been here more than a couple weeks.
Okay.
Bartender has been here the longest. He's about to pack up and try and go home on the next boat.
And you've been here
how
long?
We already talked to the bartender, didn't we? Yeah.
How long have you been here?
I've been here a week.
Oh, okay.
Did they take off the weight?
Huh?
Just for me.
Every once in a while, Blaine likes to tell himself a joke.
Hey, if I tell myself a joke, I'd never leave the house.
He introduces himself. He says his name is Lekas.
Knock, knock. I'm not coming out.
Lekas?
Lekas.
Lekas.
No, not Tom Lekas.
Terrible.
The professor is here.
It's like Barnacle.
You get the impression he's a cleric and that he used to lead a bunch of fighters and they've all... Basically, he was the only one brave enough to get off the boat and they all... Sounds like they all went coward and the boat turned around right after he got off the boat.
This Dragonborn guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And he looks like he got punched real hard in the side of the head and that side of his head is broken.
When that happened?
When what happened?
In your face.
He stands up like you're trying to fight him.
No, I'm just
he doesn't
curious.
Like it. What?
I'm just
curious
up.
What happened.
Oh, he sees what's going on. He's like, all right, I got punched in the face by a giant.
Wow, that's impressive.
Didn't go great.
No, it's a giant. They punched pretty hard.
You should see the other guy.
If you guys want to go in the woods with me, you'll see me wearing a helmet. I don't go fighting without a helmet no more. They fuck up your face.
My friend Gary Busey had the same thing.
Yeah, motorcycle. Tragic.
Oh, man. Yeah, the whole career
happened. So you're not worried at all about surviving in the woods at night? You've been in there before? Have you been in there before?
I walked right up to the edge. Looks fun. Well, dancing lights and shit. I've seen shit like that before. I ain't afraid of that shit.
You hear stuff at night?
Crash out, or
he's like all kinds of crazy noises in the woods. You guys seen the woods yet? You should at least check it out before you go to bed.
All right.
Yeah, check out the woods in the dark before we hit it. Yeah, sounds like a good plan.
Don't worry, I ain't gonna
bring
fuck
a torch over there.
I ain't gonna fuck you in the woods. Don't worry.
Yeah,
my dick's broken from that giant.
Oh man.
Well, ripped it right off and threw it too far away for me to go get it.
Stop talking.
Yeah, let's go. Let's watch him go into the woods.
Sure.
We'll
walk with you.
He's like, all right. He goes to the bar, buys himself a bottle of whiskey. He says, I haven't gone in yet, but I'll take a few steps in there and I'll wave at you, you bunch of pussies. And yeah, he's real squat as he stands up. Really, you really get the sense that like
as he stands up, he gets shorter.
Kind of, yeah. Like it, and but he's huge. He's big. He's like he's a dragonborn. So you know he. You get the impression he's kind of old. You weren't sure how old he was because none of you guys really know much about dragonborn. But you get the sense like he's the human equivalent of someone in their early 60s, but in shape.
Okay.
I was taking a picture with Glenn Danzig at a comic book convention, and a guy walked by and told him, "Hey, Glenn, you should stand on a chair."
You put him on your shoulder and have him say,
"No,
blaster on bottom."
But he frowned really hard at the guy. He wanted to destroy him.
People all the time.
Yeah.
So Lekas leads you to the woods, and he. With one hand, he pulls a hammer off his back. The other, he's just kind of taking tugs off the bottle of whiskey. And as you get closer to the woods, things get quieter. You don't hear the waves of the beach anymore. Everything gets just real still. There's no mist in the woods. It seems very clear through the branches. And when you get real close, you start to see what look like little fairy lights, little dancing pinpoints of light at eye level, deeper in the woods. And Lekas says, "You see that shit? It's just stupid little fairies. Might be some Maybe some big setters or some shit in there. I'll fuck them up for you. I see clock one, bring back its arm or something.
Do what you gotta do.
Show us what you got.
Like it's down.
We all say cliche things.
Go for it.
On trucking.
So Lycus goes into the wood. He finishes the bottle of whiskey first. It doesn't seem very hard for him. You get the impression Dragonborn can do a lot of whiskey. And he starts pushing through the trees. They're pretty small at the edge of the forest. And he's a huge dude. And he starts to disappear out of eyesight. Do you guys do anything?
Well, we can kind of see a little bit dark vision-wise, right?
Yeah. It's only other trees that start to prohibit how much of him you can see.
Why? The trees move?
They get thicker the farther in he goes, and they start to obscure his body.
So they're growers, the trees not showers.
Yeah.
But the forest is
nothing alive. Unusual the, seems to be
the
happening.
The forest doesn't seem alive or spooky.
No, he just seems like he's going farther in than you may have expected him to at first.
What do you see? I'm talking to him.
He turns around and he's like, see some shapes. There's definitely some stuff going on in here. Think about maybe lighting a branch on fire and get a torch going or something.
Sure, do that.
And he does it as he says it. Like he lights a torch and you can see more of the woods, and you do see what look like shadows sort of moving back and forth. Yeah, like taller than him for sure. Okay. The torch only goes so high up, but like let's say the ceiling of Brian's kitchen here is as high up as the light goes with the branches and all, and you see shadows at that height kind of moving around and as well as at the ground.
Stuff in the trees, stuff on the ground.
Both. Like it just seems like
animal shapes, human shapes.
You're not sure. They seem amorphous, like almost just like just waves of darkness kind of darting around him. And he's like, oh, that's weird. Those shadows are moving weird. He starts kind of like shaking his hammer around.
I wish I would have brought more pee.
you want to say anything else to him?
No, I kind of want to see what happens.
Something does happen. All of a sudden, you can barely see him, right? You more see the light of his torch than him himself. The light goes out and he goes, ah, fuck! And you hear a big clunk noise and some rustling around.
Hey, pal. What was his name?
Lekus.
Lekus.
Yep.
Are you all right in there?
Someone's trying to fuck me up. I'm punching it. You hear the clanking of an armored fist and a hammer against something.
Can we cast any light on him? Can you guys? Do you guys have any kind of?
I don't have any.
Not yet.
I have a fire bolt.
Well, I have 10 torches. I light a torch and I toss it. Well, would it stay lit?
It'll stay lit. Sure.
I toss it as close to him as I think I can get.
Oh, now my fire great.
You toss it in, and you see what looks like a pill bug about the size of a bus trying to roll over Lekus.
Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, jeez. I'm going to go help him out.
I can get a pill bug.
Cool. I run at him with my great sword.
Great. Yeah, we're going to hit pause, and we'll find out next episode what Lekus is fighting and whether Bodhi gets to stab it in the dick.
Yeah, and we already have our first donor. I have a name written down in the other room, but we'll pop that in. We'll do a little thing at the end here. And thanks for listening.
Yeah, we don't know when this is going to air, so I don't know what to plug.
Yeah, we can't plug yet, but we're going to record several of these. So when you hear this first one, we'll have already recorded the second and third. We want to get a chunk of them ready for you guys, so then we can start to do it weekly like we used to.
Yeah. So thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
Bye, Tweet. I'm going to hate your character. I like it so far. Good night. Hey, thanks for listening to Brian Posehn's Nerd Poker. You can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Nerd Poker Podcast. Our new P.O. Box is Nerd Poker P.O. Box 16069 Encino, California 91416. Anything you want to send us comes right to me and I'll share it with the guys. We also have a Patreon account, patreon.com/nerdpoker, patreon.com/nerdpoker. And there, if you join us there, you can get monthly bonus episodes for supporting us there. As you may have noticed, we have some mic problems in these first couple of episodes. I just had one mic in my dining room. As we got a producer involved, we figured we really need a second mic. So that gets resolved. But I still want to present you the first 8 episodes the way we recorded them. But just know, sometimes we'll be off mic. One or two of us might be off mic. Thanks again for listening, guys. Couldn't do it without you.